Welcome back to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and I am joined here today by Maria, Kelly, Emily, Brooke, and Naftej. And today we are doing an exercise on setting our intentions for 2021. So if you're just joining us, we spoke a little bit earlier on the difference between resolutions and intentions and how resolutions often don't work because we usually set them from a place of what we want to do so we can have something and then so we can be something, which is a little bit backwards. So we want to change that around and we want to use the be, do, have model, which helps us to focus on the kind of person and who we want to be. And as that person, what does that person do? And as that person, what kind of things does that person have? So we want to focus more on the identity level. And that's what the one word intention helps us to do. So some of the words that we've heard so far that are being considered for this year are faith, intentional, decisive, mastery, space, and expansion. And if you are working on your own one word exercise along with us, I hope that you're being able to start narrowing down to one word, which is what we're going to do with these next two questions. So what we've already done here is answer the question, if you were to live this word every day, what would change for you? We also asked, why do you think this is a great word for you this year? And I'm actually not going over these in order, but these are the questions you'll want to ask yourself to help you choose your word. Another question that you can answer is list 5 goals, big or small, that you'd like to accomplish this year based on the word that you're choosing. 10 things that you could create or attract this year if you lived this word daily. And here's one that we haven't talked about yet, but this is one on triggers. List 3 specific triggers that might make you shrink or run in the opposite direction of your word. For example, if you chose wealth, one of your triggers might be shame. You may look at some of your financial mistakes and then shame yourself. This would keep you stuck in one pattern over and over again. Awareness will help you recognize the trigger pattern before it can take hold. 3 triggers, if you can think of them. What would make you run away from the word or the intention that you're thinking about setting? And at this point, there should be one word that's starting to stand out to you more than the others. Usually what happens is as you go through this exercise, you tend to not want to answer all these questions for all of the words anymore. And so you kind of just start answering them for the one that's standing out the most. And so if that's happening, then that's great. And if not, then that's okay too, because sometimes this takes a lot more time. So if you're still on the fence about your one word, I would love for you to think about it in this way. What would be a home run for you in the coming year? This can be a big dream. This can be an amount of money, or it can be a way that you live each day. And the first one that comes to your mind, write as detailed and imperfectly as you can about that experience. Like, what would make it a home run for you? I'm going to ask now, does anybody have your one word that you can share with us after completing this exercise?
So I made a decision between my 3, and I'm going to go with decisive, the one that was calling my name. So I made a decision. I'm on the right. I'm heading in the right direction.
That's right. You're already living your one word.
Exactly. I'm living my word, and I think decisive.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelly.
This is Naftej. I think I have narrowed mine down from the 20
Good job.
To presence. Ooh. Just to be present is a real gift. And I'm learning that just by being present with you all. And I am learning a lot. Because if I can just focus on one thing, that was one of my words, then I won't be so distracted. And I can have the beauty that I want to surround myself with. And I can give my attention to my grandchildren. And by being present, I can listen and learn and hopefully teach and share with my grandchildren the things that I didn't learn when I was growing up. I want to teach them about our heritage. My mother had passed away, and so I lost a lot of that maternal guidance and teaching for my children and now my grandchildren. And I want to help focus for them on things that are really important, you know, love and family, traditions, and creating our own traditions. So I think my word's going to be presence.
Beautiful.
Which is a gift.
Yes.
That is beautiful.
Thank you, Navtej. Okay, anyone else?
I already shared mine, but I can share it again. I was kind of toggling. I was very intrigued by the word expansion. And so that's kind of like my close second, but I'm going to stick with space, the word space.
Nice. And in answering any of these questions, did you have any ahas or new thoughts about space or what that might bring, attract, or create in your life?
Yeah. A lot of the other words that are on the list actually did okay. also come up, like just being more peaceful, you know, just because I think I read or heard somewhere that just looking around your home, if it's super cluttered, can be very stressful.
Yeah.
Just having a lot of clutter. And since a lot of us are at home during the day now, you see your clutter more often and that can be stressful. So having a more organized and clean and less cluttered space will make me less stressed and more at peace. So that's one example. And then another one is the home run. That did it for me. I'm like, I need to clear my garage. I need that space. I need to be able to park my car in the garage.
Yes.
So, and I know like that's kind of a joke in Juneau that nobody parks their car in the garage. Everybody uses it for storage. But I have a double car garage and only one car. So there's just no excuse to fill the whole garage. So that's my goal for this year. Based on my intention.
Awesome.
So it sounds like as you were doing this exercise, it just confirmed that you had picked the correct word.
Yeah, it helped a lot.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sure. So it's great questions, great things to be thinking about.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. So we have decisive presence and space. I'm really looking forward to hearing how the one word that you've chosen as your intention for this year starts to unfold in your life. And if you are listening and you set an intention during this exercise, we would love to hear about it. You can actually go on over to Facebook. You can find us at Juneau BAA. And you can just go ahead and comment your one word intention for the year. And if you are interested in working with the exercise that we were using, you can email us at JuneauBAA@gmail.com and we'll send you a copy. So it has been my pleasure being here today with all of you ladies, and I'm really excited for you, and I'm actually going to go and do this exercise myself because I haven't set my intention for 2021 yet. I've been thinking about the word delight, and I'm pretty sure that's the one that I'm going to just keep. But there's something about answering these questions that either will bring clarity as to whether I need to change it or not, or it will solidify my intention, make it even stronger for me. So I'm looking forward to doing this too. Is there anything that we didn't talk about or anything that anybody would like to share before we close out? Oh, go ahead, Emily.
I just want to say thank you so much for facilitating this. It was a wonderful experience. It was lots of fun and super easy, and just made a task that felt really big, like it could be doable. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelly. It's my pleasure.
I thank you very much. This was so helpful, especially seeing the home run in my mind of him when he's 3.5 and we're having full conversations in Haida. Just made my heart happy. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Emily. Well, we'll go ahead and close out. Once again, this is Juno Afternoon, and this show's been a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. We are here every Thursday, and we are really excited for 2021 and look forward to talking with you again next Thursday. Thanks, and have a great rest of your day. Bye.